Been brought to my attention that I owe you some impressions of Prototype because I neglected to mention it on the newest Gamers with Jobs conference call and I just kind of ignored it. I don't have a lot more to say about Prototype. I played a lot more of it. It's an exciting game for what it is. I still feel like it's a rental. I think a $60 purchase will ultimately end up a little empty. And I still can't compare it to Infamous, because I'm so terrified of playing Infamous and being let down the way everybody else on the show was. What I'd like to talk about is how my reaction to the reviews that it's been getting, where various reviewers have complained that it's an unfeeling Nietzsche's kind of game. You know, a game where it's all about selfishness and you can kill lots and lots of people and not even care. I question whether these reviewers really get moved by video games that often. And I do that from a place of selfishness myself. I played Prototype. I probably killed a decent number of civilians while I was trying to accomplish the goals in the game. And I never felt bad. I feel like the game makes the general populace of New York City pretty faceless. And it doesn't really... I think it makes the villains pretty faceless. I couldn't remember anyone's name. I'm sitting here trying to think of them right now. I remember the monsters because of how they look, but you know, the whole system of consuming people to get information and kind of piece together the story, I never felt bad about that because I never really cared about the people. And maybe that's the point. Maybe that's where the reviewers are going with it, but I think it's a low blow to a game that doesn't stand out really anyway, and I'm not sure why a lot of reviewers feel the need to attack it for that. There's plenty of other problems with the game, and that said, it's a great rental, especially if you've come home from a day of work that, you know, has driven you crazy and you just want to get a little aggression out. I mean, there are much worse ways to do it. I enjoyed Prototype for what it was. I think it's a perfect $10 rental. I think it's a questionable $60 purchase on any platform. And that's kind of where I am with it. I'm glad I played it. I'd love to know how it ends. I'll probably never find out unless I YouTube the ending. But I don't think the story was going to be overly compelling or surprise me that much. And I'm probably never going to go back to it again.